Welcome to Connection Point. This is a podcast series from PC Connection focusing on strategies and trends in infrastructure, green IT, mobility, data management, and much more. This podcast is presented by PC Connection in partnership with Motorola. My name is James Hilliard. I'm your host. And today we continue a conversation with Kevin Goulet, who joins us from Motorola. On a previous Connection Point episode, we talked about some of the things that IT and organizations really need to consider and think about with regards to wireless networking. And today, Kevin, we want to continue that conversation. But what I want to do is focus and get into Motorola's vision, really talk about maybe some of the top efforts and development focus that the company has with regards to wireless as we move forward here.
We have a vision of a wireless enterprise, James, and we do believe that IT is really taking a hard look at all the work they have running these two parallel networks, a wireless overlay and then a wired underneath it. We believe that once we've solved, and we at Motorola absolutely feel we have, the concerns of security, reliability, that IT and enterprises globally will begin to start looking at new upgrades, whether it's an upgrade to the latest 802.11 standard, 802.11n, or greenfield opportunities, looking at the putting in pure wireless and wireless networking only. Motorola has looked at what security needs are in wireless, because it's very different than it is in wired. If you think just simplistically for a moment, in a wired network, simply put, you need a firewall that prevents the bad guys from getting into your network from the internet. Wireless is very different. If you have wireless in your facility, guess what? The network doesn't end at the four walls. Of course, wireless bleeds out into the parking lot, over into the suite next to you, for example. And, unsavory types can get into your network and compromise your business. So we've done things such as provide wireless firewalls at the access point, where a competition doesn't do that. They still firewall back at the data center, which really only covers a small percentage of the risk you face in a wireless network. Other things we do, James, are put full-time wireless intrusion protection sensors in our access points that are also serving clients. So literally, you've got a two-function access point. It's a full-time access point serving laptops, mobile computers, devices, etc. And that same access point is also 24/7 full-time sniffing the air looking for things like rogue devices, perhaps rogue access points that potentially could be compromising the network.
Well, and Kevin, we've already brought up the idea of security and reliability. We've just heard the security answer, so can I guess reliability, that is also one of the core values you focus on?
This is an interesting point, because if you think about wireless in a, whether it's at home or it's perhaps your business that you work at, all of us have experienced downtime with wireless. And the real reason for that is, the fundamental reason is planning and design. And most wireless today, and I'll even share with you, the CIO of Motorola will tell you, our initial wireless network for Motorola was really put in as a network of convenience, not a network of business criticality. And what I mean by that is we all know how networks kind of came about. They first were in the lobby. Perhaps they went to some conference rooms. All of a sudden, finance said, hey, this is great. Can you put some, I want wireless for my department. Sales got interested. They did the same thing. Well, slapping up access points where there's need is not the way to build a business-critical wireless network. You know, for our customers who are really getting serious about running their business on wireless, we recommend strong planning tools, which we have, which make that job easy. We recommend good design, and we recommend building redundancy into the network, into the wireless network. We have an adaptive technology that literally, James, looks for multiple paths back in case of a failure. So, for example, if a access point went down, our adaptive technology can open up a mesh channel, find another access point, and carry that traffic back. That's just one example of many redundancy paths you can build in a wireless network that you could never afford to build in a wired network.
As we run a little short on time and look to wrap up, Kevin, what can we expect in, say, the coming 12 to 18 months in terms of wireless?
lot of exciting things going on. If you look at the standards, we've upgraded now. We started out with an 802.11b and then an A network and went to a G network, which gave us a little bit more speed. And now, you know, nearly everyone who's installing new is installing an 802.11n network. The big deal there, James, is n is a number of benefits and advantages, but one of the probably most obvious ones is it's literally at the speed of fast Ethernet. It's a very high bandwidth network, which really opens up applications that were beforehand were not really as easily done on a wireless network. Examples. Voice over WLAN. Voice over WLAN is something that we really are beginning to see take off in the industry. And why is because now with that level of bandwidth in 802.11n, IT can simply look at voice as just another application on the network. It can tie into that wireless network. Again, you don't need yet another separate parallel network in your building, whether it's a branch or even a headquarters. To run voice any longer. So again, there's some significant cost savings there. You're getting more usage out of one network as opposed to putting purpose-built separate networks for each of your usage points. So that's really, I think, one of the big changes that are happening.
Kevin, again, I really do appreciate the time, your repeat appearance here on Connection Point, and I've enjoyed the chats.
I've enjoyed it. Thank you very much, James.
For our listeners, this podcast was presented by PC Connection in partnership with Motorola. PC Connection supports the mobility computing needs of a workforce increasingly on the go with mobile device provisioning, networking, and wireless solutions. PC Connection also offers custom configuration, imaging and delivery, enhanced security solutions for mobile data and devices, as well as improved wireless speeds and connectivity options for the sales force, field force, point of sale, warehouse, and much more. You can contact an account manager by calling 1-800-800-0014. You can also get more information by logging on to biz.pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard. Thanks again for joining us on this edition of Connection Point.